I've been through four injuries and overcame all of them and came back better than people expected. So I'm excited for the challenge and just to be part of a great group of guys, defending Super Bowl champs, and you know, help them in any which way I can.
And you always wanted to come back here.
Yeah, it's a great organization. You know, they team first, family first. You know, I can't say nothing but good things about this organization and how they handled my whole situation. And you know, I'm just happy to be back and, you know, playing with such a great coaching staff and group of guys.
Bro, how is the secondary going to change this year? There's no Deion, there's no Aaron. You're back, and Trell should slide back in the safety. Prince is going to play more. How do you see the secondary changing this year?
You know, I think we're going to make a statement this year. I think we're tired of being the underdog of the defense. Obviously, our front four is the big name, but, you know, we helped them out a lot and vice versa. Antrell's a Pro Bowl player. Obviously, Corey Webster should have been a Pro Bowl caliber guy. Kenny's been solid, and we got a bunch of young guys that's ready to play. And I think we're excited for the challenge, you know, to prove a lot of people wrong.
Well, sorry, this is a repeat question, but how much work do you expect to get in here?
I have no idea. That's up to the coaches in the front office. I'm not limited in any way. I'm excited. Worked my butt off to get to this point. I told you guys I'd be ready day one, and you know, here it is, and I'm ready to go.
Terrell, you said underdog of the defense. You think you guys are overlooked?
A lot. You know what I mean? A lot. I think we're the secondary that gets blamed for everything when something doesn't go wrong. But, you know, they don't understand that, you know, we're built on our pass rush. And, you know, if the pass rush is not there, the coverage right there, then obviously the timing is going to be off. And when it clicks, it clicks. But, you know, the sacks and, you know, the calls, fumbles, you know, goes to the D-line. But, you know, a lot of those are coverage sacks as well. But we get no credit for it. So I think we're tired of that. I think it's time for Corey to make the Pro Bowl. I think it's time for Kenny to get the recognition. Obviously, Antrell's been there a couple of times. And, you know, I'm ready to storm back, you know, with the same ambitions I had last year.
Last year, there was talk about you going to the Pro Bowl. Yeah. Do you feel like you can get –
Yeah, I mean, that's the goal I've been working on, you know what I mean? A lot of people doubt me, say I couldn't recover from a second ACL. It would be too hard, and, you know, why set the bar so low? You know, I set it high to come back as the same player I was last year, and, you know, we'll see throughout this training camp, you know, as I condition myself back in. But as far as my knee, I feel like I'm there.
You weren't doing much in the mini camp. Did any kind of a hurdle for you or an achievement?
Not at all. I was cleared for mini camp to do everything. They just held me back for precautions, which was probably smart to give myself time to heal, let the knee get stronger and build around it. And that's exactly what they did. But you know, as of today, you know, I'm cleared and good to go.
How about mentally though for you?
Mentally, I'm ready to go. You know what I mean? My confidence is sky high. My biggest thing is working myself back into football shape. But as far as the weight room, the rehab and all that, you know, I killed that part of the aspect. Now it's, you know, becoming a football player, covering, working on my technique, getting sound in my eyes, and you know, and all that stuff that comes along with playing football.
What would be the biggest indicator to you when you say, you know what, I'm back, I know it, like you need to see something, or on the field, or maybe in a preseason?
It's just gonna be covering, you know, covering Akeem, and you know, maybe picking up Eli a couple of times, making a couple of plays, Cruz. You know, we got some great wide receivers, and just getting back to more roots. You know, bursting. You know, you'll be able to tell, you know, through film and watching that, you know, he hasn't lost a step, or you know, he can cover that guy. So that's the biggest thing. You know, like I said, I'm confident in the weight room as far as my rehab. Now, you know, I haven't played any football for a whole year, so for me to think that I'm the same player, I'm not. So this is the time for me to build it and work on my craft.
But, you know, it's day one, back to the grind. What's the overall tone that your team's trying to set today, you know, getting back on the field?
Just building from the ground up, setting the foundation, getting better from what we did last year. You know, a lot of people, you know, criticize the Giants for being 9-7, winning the Super Bowl. You know, we take that personal, and we don't want to be an inconsistent team. We want to be a top 10 defense and a great offense and a great team. You know, we have one of the hardest schedules, and we're looking forward to, you know, taking on that and getting to the playoffs, winning our division, and hopefully getting back to the Super Bowl.
Thank you.